Our scripture reading this morning is found in the book of Psalms, Psalm 136. It's a temptation as we read this psalm to become weary as we read the phrase, "For His mercy endureth forever." But the Holy Spirit puts those words over and over again for us and for our good. One way we can approach those words is to think of that mercy raining down. With each other phrase that we read, think of that mercy of God raining down and being showered down upon us in all those different acts of God. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him who alone doeth great wonders, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that made great lights, for His mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for His mercy endureth forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for His mercy endureth forever. And brought out Israel from among them, for His mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him that which divided the Red Sea into parts, for His mercy endureth forever. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it, for His mercy endureth forever. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which led His people through the wilderness, for His mercy endureth forever. To Him which smote great kings, for His mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for His mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for His mercy endureth forever. And Og, the king of Bashan, for His mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage, for His mercy endureth forever. Even a heritage unto Israel His servant, for His mercy endureth forever, who remembered us in our low estate, for His mercy endureth forever, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, for His mercy endureth forever, who giveth food to all flesh, for His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven, for His mercy endureth forever. That far we read in God's holy inspired word. Let us bow in a moment of prayer and ask God's blessing upon the preaching of His word. Our Father, which art in heaven, grant to us now in this hour that we would see something of Thy mercy and be brought to rejoice in that mercy towards us in Jesus Christ. Bless the preaching of Thy word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The text that we consider this morning is really that entire psalm, but that's encapsulated in the first verse, Psalm 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Beloved congregation in our Lord Jesus Christ, we gather this morning to give thanks, not just in an abstract way, as the unbelievers would say, I am thankful for, and then list off those things they are thankful for, and yet they neglect to say who they are thankful to. Thanksgiving we set aside as a day to give thanks to God. The pilgrims back in the 1600s, in that first, traditionally, that first Thanksgiving feast that was held, gave thanks to God for His provision of a harvest, the first harvest that they had after a very difficult year. They gave thanks to God. But long before the pilgrims gave thanks to God on that occasion, the children of Israel gave thanks to God. And it's striking that their Thanksgiving feasts often were after some connection to the harvest. Deuteronomy 16, verse 13 says, Thou shalt observe the feast of tabernacles 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine. The Israelites had that physical harvest, but they connected it to the feast of tabernacles, which points forward to ultimately, the glory of heaven, where we will dwell with God. And then that thanksgiving is not just for the food, it's for God's mercy. It's for the salvation that God gives to us and that He gave to them. It's good for us to express our thankfulness to God. And we do, beloved. We have much to be thankful for. God has given to us warm houses. God has given to us families. God has given to us friends. God has given us food and shelter. He has given us an abundance. But if we stopped with all of those things, if we just looked at the earthly things, and we ought to be thankful for those things, we would be missing the main part of thankfulness. We would be missing that main thing for which we are to be thankful, and that is the mercy of God that saves us. This psalm is an exhortation to you and to me to give thanks. Thanks to God. The psalmist begins the psalm with those words, O give thanks unto the Lord. Verse 1, then verse 2, he repeats that in a slightly different way. O give thanks unto the God of gods. Verse 3, O give thanks to the Lord of lords. Then he goes through all the psalm and then puts that exclamation point at the end of the psalm, reminding us again, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven." For what? He goes through and lists a number of things, but the one thing that we cannot miss is God's mercy. No less than 26 times he repeats that refrain, "For his mercy endureth forever." Every verse of this psalm is, well, maybe we could think of it that way, like every dish that we have infused with a particular spice, every verse is infused with that truth that God's mercy endures forever. I want to treat that text then under the theme, giving thanks for God's mercy. Note in the first place the enduring mercy. Secondly, the clear manifestation of that mercy. And then the commanded thankfulness. Giving thanks for God's mercy. Beloved, God calls you and God calls me this morning to thank Him for His mercy. That mercy is God's tender affection. That mercy is a loving kindness that first of all exists within the Trinity. God has a tender affection toward Himself as the highest good. The text that we consider relates to us that mercy is God's. His mercy. Because it exists in the first place in the Trinity. That tender affection. But now that tender affection that exists within the Trinity, God shines out upon us. That tender affection now is directed towards us. And as God is tenderly affected towards us, He sees us in our misery. Excuse me. He sees us in our misery and sets Himself in that tender affection to deliver us from that misery, to take us out of the greatest evil and to give to us the greatest good. He shines that mercy down upon us. So we give thanks to God for who He is in Himself. But then we also give thanks to God for revealing Himself to us and showing to us that mercy. Hudsonville congregation, give thanks to God for His mercy towards you. Give thanks to Him for that tender affection towards you that delivers. Give thanks that He has remembered you in the past. Give thanks that He remembers you still today. When God remembers, when He actively thinks upon the objects of His tender affection, He redeems us. As He actively looked upon us throughout history in His tender affection, He sent His only begotten Son to take upon Himself the curse that you and I deserve so that we might be blessed by Him. As He actively looks upon us in that tender affection, He applies that salvation to us that Christ purchased for us by His Holy Spirit. And He grants to us, as we confess our sins to Him over and over, He grants to us the verdict in our consciences that we are perfectly righteous for Christ's sake. He forgives us for our sins so that we can know that He looks upon us not in His wrath, but in His favor. As He actively looks upon us in His tender affection, beloved, God is fitting us for glory. This world is not our home. He is taking us to glory, where we will experience that tender affection, that mercy in all its fullness. Give thanks to God for His mercy and for the fact that that mercy endures forever. Because there is no time and there is no place where God's mercy is absent from us. It's as if it is showering down upon us every second of every day, bringing to us that which is good. Now, beloved, we may not always see it. We may not always consciously experience it. We may not always see the sun. We may look up in the sky and all we see is gray. But the sun is still there. And it still gives its light. And it still warms the earth. And so too, God's mercy always shines down upon us. It endures forever. And that means, beloved, that that tender affection is following you. It follows us. Do you sometimes doubt that? Psalm 23 makes that so explicit. David, who had been, no doubt, through many hardships himself, sees the Lord as his shepherd leading him. And he says at the end of the psalm, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." That following, beloved, is not just an abstract idea of it's there, but that following is an active pursuit. That very same word is used in Scripture in a negative sense when it speaks of the wicked who pursue after God's people in order to catch them and to do them harm. But now we think of God's mercy pursuing us to do us good. That goodness and mercy in Psalm 23 have been likened to shepherd dogs. If we can say that in a reverent way, but those shepherd dogs always pursuing and following the sheep, always with the sheep, guiding the sheep. God's mercy always pursues us. How can you be so sure? How can I be so sure? Well, certainly because Scripture tells us, but it flows out of the fact that God is good. God is good in Himself. And then He is the overflowing fountain of all good. That goodness spills over constantly. It cannot be any other way because God is good and the overflowing fountain of good, that His mercy will endure and is enduring forever because He is Jehovah. Give thanks to the Lord. That being in all capitals refers to Jehovah, the great I Am, the One who is. Not dependent on the creature, He simply is. He was and He is to come, always the same, the great I Am. His mercy endures forever. That fountain, beloved, never runs dry. And that is manifested as well. Beloved, you and I can see God's mercy. As the psalmist goes through the different portions of history, he looks at the creation, he looks at Israel being redeemed out of bondage. He's putting all these things in front of God's people to say, we can see God's mercy. Thank God we can. We can see God's mercy in all of His works. To Him who doeth great wonders. All of the works of God, from the least of His works to the greatest of His works. If there is anything worthy of admiration in the whole of creation, God has done it. And those things display God's mercy. And now we can understand why the psalmist brings the creation into this psalm about God's mercy. He says, who by wisdom made the heavens, that stretched out the earth above the waters, that made the sun, moon, and stars. All of the creation, including the sun, moon, and stars, are serving the purpose of God's mercy. Indeed, God would not be displaying His mercy to us. He would not be showing us mercy if the earth did not exist. If there were no sun to warm the earth, there would be no mankind upon the earth. God would not be able, from our perspective, to show His tender mercy to us without a sun or a moon and stars. God's mercy is reflected in the creation. But that manifestation of God's mercy doesn't stop with creation. God has a glorious plan for His people. That plan is the plan of redemption. And so the psalmist speaks of Israel being redeemed. God in His mercy led forth His people out of bondage. He mercifully delivered them He mercifully led them through the wilderness, and He mercifully gave to His people the promised land. Along the way, that mercy was pursuing them. Always, every day. And so too, beloved, God shows His mercy to us. Mercy is why Jesus Christ came into the world. God's tender affection. Why Jesus hung on the cross in His agony. Because God would show mercy to you and me. Mercy and truth met together on the cross. God's tender affection and His faithful covenant promises met together when Christ paid for your sins and mine. What wonderful displays of God's mercy. Oh, give thanks to the Lord for His mercy manifested to us. Beloved, God's mercy reaches you and me today. Though we ourselves deserve to be damned, mercy delivers us. God's glorious mercy delivers us from the guilt of sin. God's mercy preserves us along the way, delivering us from the grip of sin so that we are not in bondage to it, although it certainly affects us grievously yet. We are not in bondage to it anymore. And that mercy will guide us all the way to that perfect blessedness of heaven. God's mercy will not let us go on in our sin and will ultimately deliver us perfectly from that sin when God brings us into glory. You see the picture of the psalmist? When the psalmist speaks of God, come all these great enemies, these enemies that in Israel's day seem to be unconquerable. They couldn't stand before God's mercy. It wasn't Israel's strength that overthrew Pharaoh and his army. It was God who in His mercy overthrew Pharaoh for Israel's sake. And it wasn't Israel that conquered Sihon, king of the Amorites, or Og, the king of Bashan, those great and famous kings. God conquered them in His mercy. And so too, beloved, God sets His mercy upon us, so that nothing can stand in the way of Him showing us mercy. Not the devil, not the world and any circumstances in the world, not our own sinful flesh. God gives mercy to His people. Just as He gives food to all flesh, He also cares for you and me. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, Jesus says? And one of them shall not fall to the ground without your Father. Now, beloved, if God doesn't forget the sparrows, and He doesn't, He's not going to forget us. He is upholding and governing all things in order to show us His mercy. And for that mercy that God has clearly manifested to us, He calls us, He commands us to give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That's not a passive thing. Giving thanks is not just being thankful, although certainly it involves being thankful. Giving thanks is something we actively do. That word in the original Hebrew has the idea of casting out into the present, into the presence of others. Think of broadcasting. We broadcast, that is, we speak to others of our thankfulness. We proclaim openly our thankfulness. We publicly acknowledge God's tender affection towards us. God wants us to keep our thankful hearts to ourselves. He wants us to speak to one another of all that we have to be thankful for. To whom do we give thanks? Especially to our God. Four times over throughout the psalm, he repeats that. Give thanks unto Jehovah. Give unto the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. And then the end of the psalm again. Give thanks unto the God of heaven. Gratefully acknowledge. Cast it out into the open, as it were. God's mercy for all to see. His mercy in the congregation. His mercy in our lives personally. Give thanks together. Because God remembers us. And He will not leave us nor forsake us. As the body of Christ and as members of the body of Christ, He will not leave us. Yes, give thanks privately in our prayers, but especially with God's people. Give thanks. What a glorious imperative. What a glorious command the text gives us. Do something that we want to do. Because God has put in our hearts a delight in the mercy that He has shown to us. God tells us to do that which He has worked in us, the desire to do. And even by meaning this command in our text, the Spirit of God works in us to remind us again to give thanks unto God, our faithful covenant God. Yes, give thanks for the harvest. Give thanks for bountiful supply of food and all the things that we enjoy each day. Gather around the table by all means today. And give thanks for what God has given us. Family and friends, marriages, food, shelter, all those things. But do not forget God's mercy. Because, beloved, if God took away all of those things, if God took away family, if God took away food and shelter, all those things that we ought to be thankful for, if God took away all of that and yet showed us His mercy, we have much to be thankful for. But if you gave us all those things, if we had all of those things, and we lacked God's mercy, we would be of all men most miserable. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Give thanks for His mercy today and every day. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, we give Thee thanks for Thy mercy. We give Thee thanks, O Lord, for Jesus Christ and for all of Thy tender affection that Thou dost show us for Christ's sake. May that truth dwell in our hearts on this Thanksgiving day and every day of our lives, that we may give thanks unto Thee. Forgive us, O Lord, where we have fallen short, and guide us by Thy Spirit unto our eternal home. We ask it in Jesus' name.